I'm Haley, creator of Whimsy and Wellness, and this is the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast, your happy place for inspiration and education on natural wellness, entrepreneurship, womanhood, and motherhood. Listen, smile, and share with a friend. I can't wait to hear what you think about this episode's conversation. Meg, take it away.
Hi, friend. Have you heard about Clubhouse? If not, or even if you have, but you're like, tell me more, I need to learn more, then this episode is for you. Clubhouse is the all-new audio-based social media app that is blowing up right now, and I am so excited to sit down today with self-proclaimed Clubhouse queen herself, Donna Bowling. Donna is a business and motivational coach helping women gain confidence, take action, and show up and stand out on Instagram and Clubhouse. Donna is a mom of two young, energetic boys, and she truly understands what it's like to build a business and show up consistently while balancing mom life. She is the host of her own podcast, Amp It Up, where she inspires women with tangible, actionable advice on how to show up, stand out, and start their businesses. When she's not coaching on Instagram, Donna is moderating on Clubhouse, where she has gained over 5,000 followers in 2 months, sharing advice and tips. I have come armed to this conversation with all the possible Clubhouse questions I could think of for you guys, and I can't wait to learn all about Clubhouse alongside of you. So let's jump into it. All right, Donna Bowling, welcome to the Whimsy and Wellness Podcast.
I am so happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Of course. So I've heard through the grapevine, through Instagram, you are the Clubhouse queen. So I was like, okay, I have to reach out. Let's see if she says yes. And you did. And here we are. And so I feel as though probably some of our listeners are like, what is this Clubhouse you speak of? Because that was kind of me like just a month ago. So let's, before we dive into Clubhouse, can you just kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do? Why you about Clubhouse?
I'll get into Clubhouse in a second, but what you should know about me is that I basically, growing up, was the kid that got in trouble for talking too much. Like, that was who I was. I was a chatterbox. I always got that remark on my report cards. And when I got a little bit older, you know, my goal in life was to be Barbara Walters. Like, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to connect with people, talk to people, interview people all day long, all the time. And then I started to work in casting, actually. When I graduated college, I'm born and raised here in Los Angeles, and I was always very interested in the film industry. And so I got a job after I graduated UC Santa Barbara. I went straight into casting, and I was a casting director for many, many years, a very young casting director with my own shows. I discovered a lot of Disney stars, Nickelodeon stars, and did things for all kinds of networks. And what I did was, at that point, I was about 15 years into casting and realized, once I had my young kids, I was like, this is not really necessarily what I want to be doing. I loved the talking to other people. I loved the meeting side of it, but I didn't love a lot of the other stuff of casting. I didn't love the admin side. I didn't love the fact that there was a little bit of a lack of creativity, and it wasn't really my spiel. Like, I was the connector. I didn't have the control, and I kind of like the idea of having my own baby, you know? So I started my own business coaching actors from home in 2017 without any business knowledge. And I grew to six figures in about 18 months from home just because of Instagram marketing. And when I say marketing, I did not pay for an ad. It was just me showing up every single day on stories and in posts. At the time, there was no such thing as reels, and just really connecting with my audience. And then I had a podcast for actors, and my business grew a lot, but I never really wanted to work with actors only. I wanted to help people really come out of their own in their businesses. I really like the idea of personal branding and growing someone's personality through showing up on camera and showing up on Instagram. And so I started to coach people that way. And then in January of this year, I got invited to Clubhouse on December 31st. My friend in my mastermind was like, you got to try it. And I was like, what is this crazy thing? And for about 3 days, I listened to random rooms with people I didn't know, feeling very fish out of water, feeling very lost. I didn't understand why in the world this would be a good app for me. And so on January 4th, I remember coming into my office, and one of the people that I really love and follow on Instagram she's an Instagram coach. She mentioned on her stories that she was holding a Clubhouse room. And I thought, oh, well, this is a room that maybe I'd actually get some value out of. So I went in there and somehow got the nerve to raise my hand for the first time. You know, I still had my party hat. It was just a three days in. I raised my hand, got on stage, and I just shared one little tip in a very non-pitchy way. I didn't kind of like sell myself. I didn't even know what I was doing. I just shared a little tip. And then I went back to Instagram and I had 25 new followers and 10 DMs, including one from someone asking if I wanted to be a guest speaker in their program. And I thought, okay, what is this magic? Like I've been on Instagram for years. I had about 7,000 followers by showing up every single day, creating reels, doing all the right things, and just, you know, lack of growth. And all of a sudden, 25 new followers in a 5-minute share, that is like unheard of. So I went back and I never looked back. And so January 4th, I spoke for the first time on Clubhouse, and I've been on Clubhouse every single day. Today is mid-April. I've been on Clubhouse every single day since. I host many rooms, 5 rooms approximately a week. I have 16,000 Clubhouse followers, and I have grown my Instagram account over 5,500 followers in 3 months. 4 months. I guess we're on 4 months now. I can't even remember what month it is anyway. But it's unheard of, to the point where like sites that talk about Instagram growth, like that show your analytics, think that I'm buying followers because it's coming that fast. But my engagement is going up. The people that are finding me on Clubhouse are very, very engaged with my content because they already know me and they feel connected to me because of Clubhouse. So Clubhouse is the best gift my business has ever gotten. And now I also help and coach Clubhouse to others.
I love that. That is such a cool story. I followed you. It's so weird. I like personally followed you on my personal page, like probably the beginning of December. I was searching Instagram growth and found you that way. And like you said, you had like 7,000 followers or whatever. And then like, I watched you just like explode. I'm like, what is she? And like, I'm someone who's like very like, okay, if this is popular, I don't know why I'm like this. It's like my personality, but if something's popular, I'm like, don't do it for myself. You know, like I still haven't gotten on TikTok. And so people start talking about Clubhouse and I'm like, no, ew. But then I'm watching you talk about it and I'm like this, and I'm super interested by marketing and all of the things too. And so I'm like, what is this that I'm seeing you grow? And it was just mind blowing. So for people who like are just listening, thinking like, what is Clubhouse? Can you kind of give like, you know, a brief explanation, super easy, what is this app?
Yes, absolutely. So the best way it was described to me, and I really, really love it, is thinking about Clubhouse as a real life, almost like conference or convention center. So something along the lines of you go to an event like Comic-Con or one of those kinds of events, and you walk down a hallway, and in each room, there's different rooms of conversations. So panelists. And there's signs on each door and who's speaking. And you can kind of walk through the hallway and decide, oh, I feel like going into this hallway that's talking about this. Or maybe I want to go into this hallway because I really like that person. Or maybe I want to go into this hallway because that sounds fun. Or it's a really small room or a really big room. And so you can kind of decide which rooms you want to enter, but it's all audio. So there's no video content. It's just pictures of the, you know, one steady picture of the person and then hearing their voice. There's a title to the room, and that is that. When you enter a room, you're immediately in the audience and you can raise your hand to get on stage and you get accepted or invited up to stage. There are moderators in each panel so that there's like some sort of a flow and a hierarchy, and you can drop in and drop out, which is the coolest part about it. You can come in for a few minutes, you can leave, you can go from room to room. I mean, it's very, very open-ended. And the more people you follow on Clubhouse, the more rooms you will see, because you only really get access in your hallway to the rooms, the people with whom you follow are in it. It's a cool little setup. And for me, showing up on Clubhouse has created probably the most not only growth, like visibility growth in terms of my audience, but also the connections and the collabs and the opportunities are mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Yeah. So yeah, it's, I think that there's a method. I don't think you can just go on Clubhouse like without an idea of what you're doing. You have to have a goal in mind. You have to be strategic. You have to be intentional, and you have to get in the right rooms. And when I say get in the right rooms, it may not be the rooms that you think you should be in, but you have to make connections. You have to speak. You have to raise your hand. You have to be consistent and let people remember who you are. And it's crazy how fast you remember people on Clubhouse. So I'll have a room with 300 people, but I remember people if they come up on the stage one time. So it's really, really important to just step out of your comfort zone, ask the right questions, and learn how to tell your story.
Yeah. So can you unpack that for us and say, like, what are those strategies that people can implement if they're wanting to network or grow their business?
Well, so I would say get really clear on what your goals are. And at the very beginning, when you join Clubhouse, like, you're not going to have any idea what your goals are. Maybe some people will say, oh, I just want to grow my business. Well, growing your business is so vague, right? Like, it's just like, what does that even mean? Do you want to grow your audience? Do you want to grow your connections? And then you have to think about what kind of rooms you want to go into. So there's a few different kinds of rooms you can go into. You can go into rooms where you will learn something. So maybe it's rooms held like almost podcast style. I'll go in there and just listen. Maybe it will be on LinkedIn, which I don't know anything about LinkedIn. So I'll go in a room like that just to kind of listen, maybe take some notes on strategy that I can implement. Or there will be a room on TikTok strategy, which I don't also know very well. Or there will be a room on relationships and parenting, like whatever it is that I'm not an expert in. So I'm like, okay, maybe I should learn something. So that's one kind of room that you can go into. But when it's those kinds of rooms that you're just learning, you can ask a question, but a lot of times you can just sit and passively listen. That's not what I would suggest to grow, but that's one kind of room. The second kind of room is going into rooms where your ideal clients are hanging out. So for me, that is usually females, entrepreneurs who have businesses from home, solo entrepreneurs, or just starting and feel uncomfortable on social media. That's my people. I even help a lot of people that feel comfortable on social media, but just feel like they need a little bit of a, you know, a shakeup in terms of their content. And finally, the third kind of room is a room with someone that you are, you know, inspired by, someone that you want to connect with. So if I have my sights set to connect with a personality on Clubhouse, just because I've always like been a fan of theirs on Instagram or something, I'm going to make sure to go into as many rooms as I can that they are speaking in so that they see that I'm there. And then the goal is to eventually hopefully get into a situation where I can connect with them on stage. And if I can't do that, at least I can try to start sending them some DMs, or I can start sharing their content on social so that I can start to kind of be seen by them. And then the goal from that is to be consistent with that until you eventually, you know, become friendly. And so many people on Clubhouse I would have followed on Instagram. Like, for an example, later today in an hour, I'm co-modding a room with on Instagram. Her name is Coach Glitter. She's a live video coach, and I've been following her for years, and I never thought in a million years, like, oh, we're going to be friends and we're going to be on a Clubhouse stage together. And this is so much more than Clubhouse, because if we ever are at some sort of an event or see each other in real life, there is no question that we're going to know each other, because Clubhouse is voice, which is like being on a phone call.
Yeah. So neat. Okay. So I have so many questions like sparking out of me as you're talking. This is so exciting. So tell me, let's see, what do I want to ask first? Tell me, like, you said you did your first, like, you asked a 5-minute question and then you had all these followers. So a question that I had when I first started was like, well, how do they find you? So it's not that they have to like go type in Donna Bowling on Instagram, right? You're linked. Is that right?
Yes. So everyone on Clubhouse, your bio needs to be, there's a couple bio hacks that you need to have, like, but you need to have a good bio. Your picture needs to be a really good picture of you. When I say good, it doesn't mean you have to look pretty. It just needs to be like very indicative of who you are and clear. And then finally, you're going to want your Instagram linked, and you can only link your Twitter and your Instagram on your Clubhouse bio. So yeah, you're going to want your Instagram linked, because that's the only way at this point that you can communicate via like off of your connections on Clubhouse. There's no messaging service on Clubhouse. So it's the only way that you can actually talk.
Yeah. So how cool that you can just hear someone talking and then you tap on their profile and you can go right to their Instagram page or vice versa, them for you. That's so neat. Because at first I thought like, well, you must have to be real engaging or like interesting for someone to listen to you and then go over to Instagram, remember exactly what your name is and how to spell it. But so I think it's so neat that it's just linked.
Hi friends, I'm Haley, the founder of Whimsy and Wellness. I started this business just a few months after experiencing my second miscarriage as a way to distract myself from the constant wonder of when I would be pregnant again. I had just started using essential oils, and when I couldn't find any pretty roller bottles to put them in, I decided to make my own. Armed with a Silhouette cameo machine and a roll of vinyl, I sold the first Whimsy and Wellness products out of a tiny Etsy shop in 2016. We have outgrown that little cameo machine and now make whimsical wellness gifts and accessories to make wellness feel happy, colorful, glittery, and anything but boring. Use code PODCAST for 10% off your next order at whimsyandwellness.com.
So you said bios are crucial. Can we kind of dive into that? Like, why are bios so important and how can someone make like a killer bio?
Over a podcast, it's hard to visualize, but the best thing to know is that the first two lines of your bio are the most pivotal. And that's because when you click on someone's picture, you only see those two lines. You have to say view full profile if you're interested in more. So it's your hook. And your hook can be two things. It can be something kind of interesting, like a statement that you believe in or a quote of yours. But for most people, it's a description of who they are and what they do. So like, for example, mine says Instagram and Clubhouse Queen. I may change that. I don't know. But right now, when people open up my bio, they immediately, oh, okay. She works on Instagram. She works with Clubhouse. Then, so that's the most important part of your bio. But then ultimately your bio is like, it gives you a lot of space. You can put a lot of stuff on a bio. And what's cool about that is you have a little bit more freedom. Well, not a little bit, a lot more freedom than you do over on Instagram in terms of speaking about more who you are. On Instagram, you know, and I'm thinking the reason why is because you don't have the ability to see like video and pictures on Clubhouse. So I think that they did that so that you can get a better sense of who a person is. Whereas on Instagram, you know, if you click on someone's profile, you can kind of binge them. You can like find, you can stalk them essentially. You can find out everything. But on Clubhouse, you can't. You can't see any previous history of who they are or what rooms they've done. Nothing's recorded. So it gives you an opportunity to really shine. And I like to say in my bio, I have my weekly rooms, because if you host a lot of rooms, you should put that in your bio. I have kind of all my programs that I've created, my podcast. I talk a little bit about my story and, you know, everything I've gone through, my anxiety and my struggles in my life. And then I talk about my previous work experience that I'm a former casting director. And then I tell people to go on over to Instagram if they want to know more. So it's like I walk them through a journey. And then finally, another really important thing about Instagram is having, I'm sorry, your Clubhouse bio is having emojis. Emojis are essential in terms of explaining what you do because emojis are searchable on Clubhouse.
That is very interesting. I wondered why, like, because I see people's bios just like packed full of emojis. So are words searchable or just the emojis? Interesting.
Everything is searchable. But what's cool is that when you go on Clubhouse, you can search at the very beginning when you sign up on Clubhouse, or even just now, you can go in your settings and you can look at interests. And that's important to have 10 interests because it kind of, especially before you're following a lot of people, it curates your feed. So if you notice next to each interest, there's an emoji. So for example, Instagram is a rainbow. So that rainbow better be on my profile because I want people to search that rainbow and find my profile because that's what I do.
Wow. Who invented this? So clever. Okay. All right. So it's only voice. I just want to like reiterate this for people who are still just like, what is Clubhouse? So voice only, and it's not recorded, correct? So like you're either there or you miss it. Is that right?
You can record it if you choose to as a host. You can record your own Clubhouse room and just tell the audience, but most of the rooms are live, and miss it, you miss it, which creates a lot of FOMO issues. It definitely does. Like, I'll go on the app and scroll, like right now, right? I can go on the app and I can scroll and just look and be like, oh my God, there's so many amazing rooms. I can't get in there right now. And I think that there's like a little bit of that FOMO that happens. But ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, there's always going to be rooms. There's always going to be someone. And the more people that you get to know on the app, the more people that you follow and you become friends with on the app, you're going to find at least a few of them in different rooms throughout the day. But I like the idea that you can't record it. It makes people have to be present rather than just like, oh, I'll watch the replay. I'll listen to the replay.
Yeah, I agree with that. And like I heard, I think it was Gary Vee describe Clubhouse in this way of like, it's kind of like you get to eavesdrop into like a dinner party. And I thought that that was like such a interesting like way to describe it. That's obviously if you're not speaking, which you recommend doing, correct? You recommend.
Yeah, but there's like a lot of rooms, especially in the evening when I'm kind of just like doing dishes or cleaning up. And I was such a podcast lover before this. So like I never don't have something playing in my ear. I'm a little bit like, I would say it's almost like a calming thing for me to have something in my ears constantly talking to me or listening to music. So I will, you know, before Clubhouse, it was a podcast or an audiobook from morning till night. So now it's just live, right? But there's a lot of times that I can't speak because it's loud or I'm with my kids or, you know, I'm not really like present for that long. So I like to go into rooms where I can just kind of eavesdrop. You can't really eavesdrop in the sense like you can't hide because everyone can see you. There's no like incognito mode, but it is kind of cool that you have that option to just go and listen and no one thinks it's weird. No one's like, wait, why are you here? It's expected and invited.
Yeah. And there are some like big people on there doing these rooms and it's free. Is there any like paid version or no?
It's only free on Clubhouse now. I imagine a lot of people will start to monetize and now they just introduced the tipping feature so you can send money to people. So if I host a room and someone feels like, oh, I'm getting a lot of value or fun out of this, they can send $1 to $100 or whatever, you know, they can send whatever. And I'm sure some people are making a little bit of money, side money from that. But I think in general, what I use Clubhouse for is it's a free way to market yourself, to advertise yourself, to connect with others, to network. I mean, there's nothing better in terms of networking and developing long-lasting relationships. So it's a great funnel for my business to generate more sales and leads.
Yeah. Okay. So why is it crucial to join like now?
So technically we're all still early adopters, even though there's over 10 million people on the app. There's not as many active users. A lot of people joined Clubhouse, but then aren't there every single day. That's why it feels like a lot of times you're seeing the same people on Clubhouse a lot. But we are technically early adopters. It is only for iOS, so it's only for Apple products. And if you do have an Android, it only will be released in the month of May. And so when that happens, when it opens up to the Android, like it's going to be a massive influx of new people. And what's cool about that is if you're on the app now, you've already kind of created a place for yourself. You've created a little bit of clout, I should say. And that's even if you only get 1,000 followers, it's still better than those people that come in with zero. And so the more followers you have on the app, people will listen a little bit more. You know, that's the truth. And if you had an opportunity, Megan, to go into, you know, Instagram on month one, the growth we would have had when Instagram started, if we really took it seriously and used it as a business, that's how those people have 50 million followers. You know, like it's because they've been on it for so long. I'm saying like the non-celebrity types. So the less people on the app, the more opportunity there is for growth and to make an influence and an impact.
Yes. Okay. So a bunch of our listeners are multi-level marketing business owners, specifically in like the essential oil world. So how could Clubhouse help them grow their businesses?
It's all about connections. It's all about making friends and connections. And a lot of times you can go in there and people talk. Actually, one of the biggest influencers on Clubhouse is a rep for doTERRA. It's more about building your personal brand and showing up as you. And then that's that whatever, you know, whatever it is in addition that you have is just a part of your brand, if that makes sense. So it's all about building your personal brand and getting people to start to like you. And like, I have a lot of people that, cause on Instagram, people don't follow people unless they start to like the person, right? Like there's a lot of people that go viral and grow really fast in direct sales, in multi-level marketing or companies like that, social selling, but they go live, they go viral for some other reason. It's not because they're talking about the product. It's maybe their additional products or something that they teach or coach, you know, like sales or marketing that they coach in addition, and or life coaching or whatever. So this is just a way to kind of connect to people and let them get to know who you are. And then everything else will just happen in addition.
Yeah. So even if, like you said, there's rooms on parenting, like a lot of our listeners that are in the direct sales world are moms. And like, even if you're in a parenting room, just talking about being a mom, and people click over to your Instagram, like even that can help build their business. You don't have to be talking about your product. Just like you're not in all your clubs, like pitching, oh, I do coaching. Cause I feel like I've definitely been in a couple rooms where people are pitching themselves. And it's like,
you want to know how to pitch on Clubhouse?
Yeah. How?
Don't. You don't.
So good.
Yeah. You don't. You just absolutely don't. I think it's the biggest mistake people are making is getting on stages and pitching on Clubhouse. It is so obvious and it's so clear and it's so off-putting. And also, we hear you in every room doing it. Like, you become known as the person that does the same thing in every room. And trust me, I'm on a lot of back chats, like on Instagram with a lot of people that I mod with, and everyone knows those people. They're like, oh gosh, she's here again. You know, she's just going to pitch her product. You can't do it. You can't do it. And especially if it's not your own stage. So like the only time that you're ever really allowed to pitch maybe is if it's a, if it's your own room, because it's your room, like you can do whatever you want. But if you're just speaking in someone else's room, no. That's a big no-no.
That's a good word. And like, I always loved that like phrase, words sell, stories tell. And it's like very similar, like in the direct sales world, again, just because that's like a lot of our listeners, like when people teach classes or whatever the case may be, like you can, I'll stick with the essential oil reference. Like you can go and give someone like a giant pamphlet of how lavender works, or you can just share a story of how it helped your baby or whatever the case may be. And like people will like you without your pitches, you know?
So well, people will find out what you do because of your pitches. Like, I mean, without your pitches, like if they just like you, right? So you don't have to, the best way to sell is just to have people kind of want to know what you do. I do agree. I do believe that you need to be selling, but selling doesn't sound like selling. Selling is not like, buy this, I do this. Selling is purely sharing who you are, how you help people, and let them kind of make the decisions on their own.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the difference of like a room and a club?
Yeah. So a room is a typical room on Clubhouse, like any room that you go into, they're all rooms. A club is something that kind of houses a lot of the rooms. So everyone now can get a club. And at the beginning, they were hard to get. You had to apply. Now you can just get a club and create a club. And a lot of people did create clubs, but they never host rooms under their club. And so their clubs just kind of sit there to die. I personally host every single one of my rooms right now under Amp It Up, which is my club. The goal for that is to have a community vibe a little bit more, to have kind of recurring rooms in that club. And then also to find the more people that are part of the club get notified if you follow the club. So if you schedule a room in that club, more people will know about it, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. You talk about moderating rooms. Is that, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the benefit of like moderating by yourself, co-moderating with another person or multiple people? And like, what's kind of the perk of both?
You can mod on your own, and I've done it. I no longer do it. I've tried it recently. I like having other people with me. it's kind of, number one, it releases that control and it feels more like a group vibe. Another thing is the idea of it helps grow your room if you have a variety of moderators, because their followers get notified if they're in a room and it will show up in their followers' hallway. Another thing is just it allows for easier conversation if there's not so many people that kind of, you know, raise their hand and try to come up. And then finally, it gives you a little bit more content. Like I love to moderate. I love to lead mod, host a room, and be able to kind of use my moderators as people to discuss things with, ask them questions. And then also if it's a Q&A type of style of room, I'm not the only one responsible for answering anything. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. So how have you found other moderators? So if people are like, well, I don't know anyone on Clubhouse, like how would I find a co-moderator? What's your response to that?
So it's just about showing up on Clubhouse. I've met every single person that I moderate rooms with minus one on Clubhouse.
That's interesting.
It's literally, it's crazy. But if you're on Clubhouse enough and you show up on the same people's stages or in their rooms and you ask a question and then you connect to them offline and you start to nurture and develop and build that relationship, the next thing you know, you're going to have a relationship enough that you can probably eventually be moderated. Once you start being moderated in some people's rooms, it adds to your level of expertise. Other people start to view you and associate you as another moderator. And then, so I'm in a position where a lot of rooms I go into now, depending on the room, not all, I'll just go in just to listen and I get asked to be up on stage and I immediately get moderated. It's like almost like just people are hoping that I can stick around. I think that happens just over time, but you have to give it some time and you have to speak. That's really the best way. Speak and then develop and nurture that relationship outside.
Okay. That's a good tip. So, all right. If people brand new, but they're like, all right, you sold me, I'm in. Number one, how do you join? Because it's not as simple as downloading the app. Is that correct?
So you have to get an invite at this point. You still have to get an invite. It's very easy to get an invite now because a lot of people have multiple invites and they haven't used them. Like I have over 10 right now that I haven't used. So just ask your network. I would ask anyone on your Facebook or your Instagram or wherever you are, if anyone has an extra invite. And you have to have an Apple phone, so, or an iPad. That's another thing. And then that's it. Then you're off to the races.
Woo. Okay. And so people download, they get an invite, they're in. What are like three pieces of homework from you that can like send them on their way?
The first hour on Clubhouse, here's what you do. You pick a picture that is either exactly your Instagram picture or a picture of just, for the most part, your face, ideally with a solid color background. So Canva has a really great way to do a background remover and just have your face with a solid picture. I switch it up every now and again, but I'm also a little bit more established on the app. If I was just starting and I had zero followers, I would definitely stick to a really good picture and not change it for a long time. Fix your bio, like we talked about. There's a lot of, if you Google Clubhouse bio, there's probably a lot of kind of templates that you can play around with. I'd also search other bios. And if you like another bio, just screenshot it and kind of create your own from that. And finally, follow people. Follow people that you love on Instagram. Follow people that you inspire to be. Follow your, you know, business and like marketing heroes. Follow celebrities. Follow any of your friends. If you're in a room and you hear someone speak and they have something that's interesting to you, even if they're not in your industry, follow them. Open your eyes to the rooms that you want to get into. The more rooms you can get into, the better.
So good. Okay. Is there anything else, like a question that I missed that maybe you get asked a ton about Clubhouse, or just anything else that you would like want to add for people?
Just show up as yourself. Don't be nervous. The nerves of speaking on Clubhouse are real. Like everyone has them, legit, me included. I was very openly nervous in my first few times speaking, but get over that, because know that everyone is. It's a strange new medium. And most likely people are not rolling their eyes at what you're saying. But also a second thing is keep it brief. Brevity is the one skill that people don't master on Clubhouse, and it's enough of a reason to never want to press follow on that person.
That is such a good word. Wow. Okay. Sorry. I actually do have one more question. Is there a business model that doesn't work on Clubhouse?
Even big brands are starting to go on Clubhouse. Just the other day, like 7,000 people were sitting and listening to Bacon Sizzle because IHOP had a room. So brands are now on Clubhouse. Personal brands absolutely need to be on Clubhouse.
That's exciting. Okay. Are you ready for rapid fire?
Yes.
Okay. I love these. What is like a failure that turned out to be a gift in the end?
Not getting my casting job that I really, really wanted. And then because of that, it triggered the spiral of starting my own business.
I love that. Okay. Book you're currently reading, if you're a reader.
The book I'm currently reading is called Brag Better. It's about how to promote yourself without feeling like yucky about it.
Ooh, that sounds so good. Okay. Who is your entrepreneurial girl crush?
You know who I'm obsessed with right now is she's a friend of mine. We became friends actually because of Clubhouse. Her name is Judy Holler. And she is a keynote speaker and an author. And she uses improv comedy to deal with mindset. And she's just fun and fire.
I love that. Okay. And then where can people find you and follow along with you or even work with you?
Yes. You can definitely find me over on Instagram at This Is Donna Bowling. Donna is spelled D-A-N-A and bowling is like the sport. This is Donna Bowling. And my Clubhouse is Donna Bowling, my name. And I'm on TikTok and I have a website, donnabowling.com. I'm kind of everywhere. Just Google.
Yay. Yes. And we will put Donna's information in the show notes for you guys if you want to find her and get on Clubhouse, right?
Yay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. This is so fun. Okay. I learned so much from that conversation with Donna, and I hope that you did too. I am just even more excited about Clubhouse. And I know that this episode has convinced you to hop on the app if you're not already. So make sure to come find us to add even more whimsy to your life. Haley is on Clubhouse as at Whimsy Wellness, and I am on as at Sincerely Meg. We'll see you over there, friends.